Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the February issue of the Greater Lansing Business Monthly, publisher Tiffany Dowling's commentary laments the lack of support for the profession of journalism. In her thinking, if print, radio, and television reporters had more time, they could do a more thorough job of investigating and exposing stories. As one example, she hypothesizes that the media could have publicized the problems with Flint's water much sooner if journalists had greater resources to cover the news. For this to occur, however, would mean that news organizations need more advertisers, subscribers, and sponsors. I have also lamented this lack of thoroughness by many in the media, but that is not the entire story on this issue. One reason why I have so much material for these commentaries is the failure of many journalists to use the opportunities and resources already available to them. I see this failure coming from two directions. First, it is a lot easier to regurgitate a news release headline rather than dig into the accompanying details. For example, when the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases its monthly non-farm payrolls and unemployment report, it is accompanied by about 200 pages of data. It normally takes me 2 minutes of checking to find that much of this underlying data contradicts the headline's claim. Why can't most journalists do the same? Another problem that journalists have is gaining access to news sources. In politics, the business world, and elsewhere, those who issue news releases promote an interpretation of the information that is most favorable to them. There are countless examples where journalists who are too critical or ask too many questions seeking to get the full story involving news releases are dropped from subsequent press conferences or from news release distribution lists or are denied interviews. In effect, journalists who try to do a good job for their readers, listeners, and viewers can be penalized by losing access to news sources. As a result, it is often the pandering journalists who get favored access to breaking news. I'm not afraid to uncover and expose what many journalists don't. That is why you need to tune in again for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.